Last week, The Wire reported growing backlash from the disability community over Labor's proposed NDIS reforms, which could see 160,000 Australians removed from the scheme. WA Greens Senator Jordan Steelejohn has criticised the announcement, calling it a step backwards for people with disability, and raising concerns about proposed mandatory reassessments for those who remain under the scheme. Powered Media's Emma Myers spoke to Senator Steelejohn to hear more.
My reaction is shock and deepening sadness. The disabled community knew that the announcement today would be bad, but this is terrifying for our community.
And what do you think they should have done?
What they should have done is actually listen to the growing calls of the Australian community as a whole to make these big gas corporations pay their fair share of tax, or make some of the wealthiest 1% pay their fair share, or maybe even consider the radical idea of buying one less submarine rather than cut the very services and supports that disabled people rely on to work, connect to community, live independently. If we look at the changes they proposed, the cuts they proposed to social and community participation, right now, like that, what that means for people tangibly is like sometimes they might get an hour or maybe 2 hours a week outside of their own home, maybe in the sunshine for a bit, get a bit of fresh air, and that's now on the chopping block. And that's just not okay.
So what are you most concerned about with the upcoming budget?
Yeah, I think, first of all, let's look at the numbers. 160,000. That's how many people that the government has said explicitly they will kick off the NDIS because of these changes alone. That's 160,000 people who will then be left to fend for themselves in a context where all of the non-NDIS-based supports were dismantled by the states and territories or ended by the federal government because the NDIS existed. So they'll be left with nothing. And then we've got all of us, every single person who's on the NDIS, will be subjected to these mandatory reassessments. So you'll have people who have just gone through the process of proving for the fifth time that they still have a permanent disability, having to prove it all over again and not have that decision be based on the evidence they provide or the lived experience or any of that, but just on the decision of a government bureaucrat or maybe even an AI tool. That's just totally wrong. Totally wrong. This is really taking a bat to the heart of the NDIS. And then the last thing that really worries me is this idea of commissioned providers, because really what that is, that's government taking control from disabled people and our families and saying, I don't care who you have built trust with, who you have experience with, who you feel safe with, who you find to be the best value for money, you will use the services the government approve. And that's a recipe for monopoly. And that's a proposal that will shut out the choice and control and the voice of disabled people.
If you were given the chance, what would you change to what's been proposed in Minister Butler's speech and the upcoming budget?
Number one, and again, let's go to the actual dollar figures we're talking about here, right? The government's cuts that they've announced today are about $15 billion. Now, there's a lot of talk in the community at the moment about making sure that gas companies pay at least 25% tax, and that would raise over $17 billion. So that's the first choice I would make. Make these gas companies that are making massive profits right now pay at least 25% tax. And then you could cover the cost piece of the NDIS in this particular space and have $2 billion to spare. And with that $2 billion, maybe you could give a bit more resourcing to the Quality and Safeguards Commission so they could actually investigate the abuse, the violence, the neglect that it is often subjected, disabled people are often subjected to. And while we're at it, maybe we could hurry up, maybe the government could hurry up and actually update the Disability Discrimination Act, which they've been saying that they will do for years, which the Royal Commission said they should do, so that disabled people are not discriminated against in our day-to-day lives, including when we try to access services. And that discrimination often means that those services are harder to access and therefore more expensive to access. So there's just three ideas.
What do you make of the recent reports of organised crime gangs targeting people with disability on the scheme?
The involvement of organised crime and fraud is never acceptable. There's no place for it. Disabled people and our families care about fraud and whether there is criminal activity in the NDIS more than anybody else, because when those activities occur, it is us who pay the price.
Green Senator for WA, Jordan Steelejohn there, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.